podcast series all about Clifton Strengths. My name is Carrie Johnson. I'm with Learning and Organizational Development here at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, and I'm a certified strengths coach. This is part two of our series where we're going to talk about each of the four domains of Clifton Strengths. And just a refresher, a domain is simply a category that can be used to better understand yourself or your colleagues. You can use the information to learn what you're great at and how to work best with others. Today, we're going to be discussing the strategic thinking domain. The strategic thinking domain has eight strengths associated with it: analytical, context, futuristic, ideation, input, intellection, learner, and strategic. According to Gallup, people with these strengths excel at focusing on what could be. These individuals are natural visionaries and are talented in planning future goals and are consistently absorbing and analyzing information to help the group make better decisions. They continually stretch our thinking for the future and help to motivate the team to move forward. One of those people includes Jose Lee Perez, who is the Organizational Culture Manager within the Division of Student Success. Jose is here with us today to answer a few questions about the strategic thinking domain of Clifton Strengths. Welcome, Jose.
Hi, Carrie. Thank you.
We're so glad to have you. We really appreciate you joining us and want to kind of get started by asking if you don't mind to tell us just a little bit of your background within the Clifton Strengths.
Sure, definitely. So I really started working with Clifton Strengths probably in 2019. And most of my experience, or majority of my experience, has been with the nature of content and curriculum design and how it's kind of embedded into an experience for students, specifically our first year students, as they transition onto our campus, onto the University of Tennessee. And the emphasis really is what do our students innately have? Like what do they have as an ability? What are those unique skills that they bring? And how can we bring those a little bit more into the forefront? How can we leverage them a little bit more so? And that's where I've kind of really utilized and explored Clifton Strengths per se. At the majority of my experience is that curriculum component and implementation. More so recently, it's been a interest in both personal growth, both for myself as just like a human and individual, but also in terms of how can we utilize this framework, this assessment, this tool as a way of better understanding our individual practice as a professional in higher education and lead with that reflective thought to see what else can we do? What else can we contribute? How else can I contribute? How else can I be engaged in these types of conversation? So it's been a bit on different spaces. It's from that large scale kind of curriculum component to that micro level of personal reflection and personal growth and how we can really utilize those the strengths that we kind of innately have.
Thank you so much. I love that you're able to kind of look at it in both different ways, you know, kind of that professional piece, but also that individual as a human piece. I really enjoy that. So I appreciate that. When you're looking at your top five Clifton strengths, you personally have two that are in strategic thinking. How do you see these strengths or these themes reflected in your everyday life?
Yes, that's a very good question. And I think whether intentionally or not, I always think about it. It might be because I'm just embedded in this context and in this framework now, almost in every single day of my professional role. But so my top five are learner, input, individualization, empathy, and achiever. So with saying that, my top two are in strategic thinking, learner and input. And if I could, one, just boil down my life to two questions, I think I would probably say, how do we get here? And then what else do I need to know to get here? Are kind of how I lead most of what I do. So how do we get here? It's diving into that context of what else do I need to know to maybe reach a certain goal? What other piece of information is useful in this process? And it's really then extends to that. Is there something else beyond that? Is there another space? Is there something else that I'm missing? So I say this to say that even in my personal life, when I find something of interest or I'm like traveling to visit a new space, it's the sheer fact that I have this kind of endless amount of things that I haven't seen before that I just find so interesting and And honestly, energizing, if I'm honest. It's just the process of learning something new, and then that creates kind of a rabbit hole. I'm a PhD student right now as well as a professional, so I kind of use this reference of when I'm studying or reviewing an article, like the article itself is interesting, but then when I get to the reference site where it lists the 20, 30, how many ever other articles they utilized, I'm now in the weeds of like, well, what did this person say? Or what how did they look at this? So it's really whether I know specifically what I'll do with all this information, it's that aspect of always wanting to gain that additional information that really excites me. And as well, I think that what I try to do in even in my own kind of professional world and personal world is that I like different modalities of learning. So I know when even as we're growing up, whether if we're bringing our own personal education or even now when we apply it into personal practice, when we're thinking about that individual, like what do I need? I've really quickly come to realize that I want to learn in every different way, whether it's like a visual learner, I want to listen to things. It's even the modality of how a message is being delivered is super interesting to me, because then I start like dissecting, like what did I miss when maybe just reading something, and what else can I gain from hearing someone else and seeing what they're saying or seeing how they're showing it. That there's so much that kind of encompasses, but at the end of the day, I think it does boil down to those two questions: is how do we get to where we want to go, and then what else do I need to know to try to get there?
I am mind blown right now that you have been able to determine, like, if you could only pick two questions, these are the questions I would ask. Oh, this, as someone who has zero strategic thinking in her top five, maybe that's why it's so
Wasn't
hard
that
for
easy, I'll
me.
say that.
Well, I appreciate that. That sounds great. I love that. Can you share, do you have advice that you would give someone that might not have any strengths in the strategic thinking domain? Especially, if they find themselves in a situation that they think may call for strategic thinking. I hear that often about, like, oh, I wish I could have more of X in my top five. And so just curious to hear what you might have to say in that situation.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think my initial reaction to that really is, so you're surrounded by a group of people. So you have your own individual strengths yourself, which if you're in this kind of like influencing dynamics, you maybe bring a lot of energy and enthusiasm. If you're a relationship builder, maybe you have a lot of emphasis on the community and the environment, the social environment. So within itself, within the specific domains, you are leading with a strategic thought, but it's emphasized into a specific space of what impact it makes. Maybe if it's someone that's being missing, miss, like misheard or not being heard, the impact that you can have on the community itself. And so you do have that. And to even say, in that extension, within your own team, you also have other people who lead with other strengths. So I think when I have heard that, and when I always encounter those individual spaces, even as someone who has strategic thinking, knowing that I sometimes get lost in the information that comes inward and kind of like organizing my information and placing it in different locations, I benefit from being surrounded by other people to hear their specific thoughts. And more than likely, you might have someone even within your own team. You might have someone who leads with that strategic thinking, whereas learner, input, analytical, whichever one it might be, that they bring an additional perspective to what you have. So it's really, I think, utilizing your resources, utilizing the people that surround you, and open this dialogue of what else can we do? Like what can you bring? Like what insight do you have from this perspective that honestly kind of starts leading us in a pathway of getting to a solution or getting to an outcome or completing a project at the end of the day. I'm even kind of stepping into my own personal experience when I'm great at thinking about a project and opening it, but I can get stuck there. And that's where I feel those other individuals really come into play to continue that strategic thinking conversation. So you bring something into that strategic thinking by knowing what the steps are that kind of need to go through, who needs to be involved in these types of conversation. So it's really a collectivistic approach, and I think any theme does lead with that, but the emphasis is maybe just focused on different spaces in that goal.
That's so great, really utilizing the diverse population around you and within those different strengths, certainly, and even within yourself, kind of understanding maybe what some of your shortcomings might be so that you know how to ask specifically for help to kind of, move you forward. I think that's really great. Thanks so much. My next question is, what advice would you give someone with a strategic thinking strength to try and use it more purposefully?
Ooh, yeah. I would say pulling from my experience, there's an intensity, I think, and a seriousness that comes with the planning and the gaining of information with this domain that falls in strategic thinking. So what that really means is, in like a practical application point, is that there sometimes isn't an action that comes from it. So while we're thriving in this development stage, we aren't always surrounded by, or we aren't always able to get, like, what is that next step? What is this next step? And that's where I really think that flipping that my own question, what else do we need to know, should be extended to, well, what's my next step beyond this? To kind of categorize and organize this kind of sequence of things that just need to occur. So I think it's being very intentional about, like, when is the space for you to learn, and knowing when it's time to either bring in that partner, that colleague, or when to pass it along to someone else to see, have we collected enough of a basis of knowledge? Have we collected enough basis for a benchmark to then say, okay, what do we then need to do to make sure that this initiative or this project or whatever it might be gets instigated and implemented maybe by a deadline? So a deadline would truly be helpful in knowing what that is, so we don't purposely, like, we don't get lost in those individual spaces of learning and gaining that knowledge, which I know I definitely get lost in. So I always appreciate that little segue and that little push from my supervisors to be like, well, we need to move forward by this date. So knowing when it's like, when is my context to really grow and really invest into my specific strength, and when can I bring in my colleagues to bring in their areas of expertise.
That's so great. I love that you've been able to identify a specific example, like a deadline, that really can help you try to focus that attention and kind of rein in your thoughts almost to have that intentionality and purpose to move you forward. I think that's wonderful. So, do you have any final thoughts on the strategic thinking domain?
Yeah, I think just one, as kind of we're talking through the conversation, it makes me think that strategic thinkers work really well effectively, and I think it might even extend to all domains, but just leading with my strengths is having a team, having a united team, and knowing all of our different strengths. If the team heavily lies in this kind of strategic thinking, using my experience in higher ed and just this general area, most of us really do lie in a heavy strategic thinking area. So we can answer, or we can know how to collect this information, but it's building and bonding with those people, those colleagues in the unit, to then say, what else can we do? Like, how else can we effectively then take this a little bit further, and what else can we do to effectively get to that final outcome? So surrounding, I think, yourself with if it's other strategic thinkers or members from, or any individual who has a strength from a different domain.
Wonderful. Thank you. And that just, I'm just going to go ahead and put in a shameless plug that if you are listening to this and you are looking for more exposure to your team and you want help doing that, you can contact the Learning and Organizational Development Office, and we can help facilitate a Clifton Strengths session for you. So feel free to jump on our website and fill out a request form to get those services started. So again, Jose, we thank you so much for being here today and taking the time to speak with us. It's been great getting to know you a little more and giving us some more information about the strategic thinking domain. We really appreciate it.
Sure, of course. Thank you for having me. Really appreciated it, and enjoyed the time as well.
Thanks.